We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled The True Faith. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from James chapter 2, verse 14. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can this kind of faith save him? I have just read from the New English Translation Bible. Claiming to be alive comes with breathing, a clear sign of life. Similarly, faith isn't just a word. It shows in how you live. But it's important to note, there is genuine faith and there is a fake version. You can spot it by observing the way people who profess faith conduct their lives. Many say they have faith in the Lord Jesus, yet their lives mirror their unbelieving days. Today's Bible text points out that this kind of faith won't save them. It's a counterfeit, not the genuine faith imparted by our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the initial effects of genuine in your heart is seen in your words and your response to God's word. Real faith influences what you say and how you say it. You will no longer speak in ways that lack faith. A person with genuine faith is always aware of God's supreme presence, and this shapes their lifestyle. Remember, the actions that spring from faith are acts of love. Let your words and deeds reflect your trust in the living God. Also, know you are never alone. God is keeping a watchful eye on you. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 22. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Proverbs chapter 22.
A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common: the Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Those who sow injustice reap calamity, and the rod they wield in fury will be broken. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Drive out the mocker and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says,
"There's a lion outside. I'll be killed in the public square."
The mouth of an adulterous woman is a deep pit. A man who is under the Lord's wrath falls into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far away. Those who oppress the poor to increase their wealth, and those who give gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Pay attention and turn your ear to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. Have I not written 30 sayings for you, sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you to be honest and to speak the truth, so that you bring back truthful reports to those you serve?
Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court. For the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life.
Do not make friends with the hot-tempered. Do not associate with those who are easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared.
Do not be one who shakes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you.
Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors.
Do you see those who are skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.